Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 114 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about Mastodon again. These are my posts, and we're going to review them.
All right, this is a post that you posted from Hillary Clinton. If Republican leaders don't enjoy being called weird, creepy, and controlling, they could try not being weird, creepy, and controlling. It's pretty appropriate. The next one is about a story here in town, about a gay waiter left in tears about a homophobic slur that was left written on his check that they signed at the end of the day. Apparently, a customer came in and wrote faggot on the tip line instead of actually leaving a tip. But apparently when this was going on, he noticed that this certain individual that was part of this party was making fun of his fingernails and
his pride bracelet.
And his pride bracelet. So right now it's got national news and it's raised, they started a campaign like a GoFundMe page, I guess, for him, and it's raised thousands of dollars from what I'm guessing. Have you?
I believe it was about 300 some dollars.
Oh, 300. Okay, I thought it was thousands of dollars. Okay, so he's getting some love, and what do you feel about that?
I wish I knew how to contact him. I'd like to have him on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only way we could do it is contact his location there he works at.
At which everybody's probably doing, and
yeah,
it's never going to go anywhere, I don't
think.
Yeah,
probably. So,
or we could talk to the guy who
wrote
it on the receipt, because his name's right there on the receipt.
Yeah, I don't think he'd really want to be part of a gay podcast after leaving a gay slur. But this brings up...
Apparently, he apologized profusely on Facebook.
I just don't care. And you, once you did it, you did it. That you, and people are going to probably say, well, you probably had a few beers in them. Well, you just let your, it's like what I've talked about in the past.
It says in the story it was a group of guys, so they probably egged each other on.
Probably. And
he probably wrote fag on there to say, look what I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he got what was coming to him. But this brings up a good point. It can happen both ways. You know what I mean when I say that?
Nope.
A waiter can treat you or me the same way.
Oh, spitting your food before they bring it out?
Mm-hmm. Spitting your food.
So be nice to them no matter what you think of them.
Yeah. You know what I mean? The waiter can be rude to a gay couple coming in, too. I mean, it happened to us the other day.
Oh, yes, it did. Just the other day.
You know, I was telling a friend of mine about that, and she was when I told her about the part where you said, I want to order a tea for my husband, she was all excited that you did that.
She was, no, the waitress was not. She gave me this look like her finger had just gone through the toilet paper.
My friend was excited that you felt comfortable enough ordering for me and saying, I'm ordering this for my husband. She said if it was her, she would have been excited that she was waiting on a gay couple. She would have been happy and thrilled. That's what I'm trying to say. Yet, this other waitress acted like she stuck her finger through toilet paper and shunned away from it. But in turn, she didn't get a good tip. I mean, you're a very, very good tipper. And I knew something was wrong when I looked at the tip and it was $3. Normally, you tip $20 on a $10 meal. So, that's her own fault. I mean, I would like to go back and eat at that restaurant, but I'll make it abundantly clear I do not want her to wait on us when we go back there. I'll give them another shot because all the other waitresses seem to be nice. It's just her. I know the owners of the bar. I probably could have had something done about it easily, but she could have been having a bad day. Mm-hmm. I didn't want someone to lose a job over one bad experience that we've had. So...
She also wasn't a very good waitress.
She screwed her. It's not hard when you...
They must share the tips, or split the tips there, because the other waitresses and one waiter all kind of took up the slack for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yeah, and I mean, it's not hard when you say no lettuce to sit there and hit tap a button and it says no lettuce. So, and why is it whenever you ask for nothing on the item, when they bring it out to you, it seems like there's extra of that item on on there. So, but that's, yeah, that's an article that you posted. But a good part of this story was apparently the company that he works for, this individual that we're talking about, the waiter, matched his tips, matched the GoFundMe that people started for, because he announced, who is he giving the money to?
GLESN. Yeah. It's basically a group, an anti-bullying group.
For teenagers, right? Yeah. So, I guess the company, the restaurant that he works for, which I guess I can say it's Bubba's 33, is, they matched the money that he donated to the fund.
So we've had some bad experiences there.
Well, a couple of times.
One time they seated us in the middle of this empty area and there was nobody working there. And finally some woman who was getting off her shift took pity on us.
I forgot about it. She was a great waitress, though. She seemed like she had been there forever.
And one time I thought I got food poisoning, but it turned out I was my gallbladder burst.
Yeah. So maybe that was a blessing that, you know, you found out that you had your gallbladder was burst from that place. Maybe that place busted your gallbladder.
No, I think it was the massage, the acupuncture. Acupressure massage that I got that day. It was pretty bad.
Okay. So, moving on.
This is a repost. No, this is one of my originals. NBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. Don't forget to point out that he's really old daily, just like you did with the other one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good post. Speaking of the... Do we have to talk about him? Speaking about Trump.
Well, he's just so easy to make jokes about.
Yeah, it's true. I hope he loses so bad. If everyone's not aware of that.
Looks like it's 50-50 right now.
Yeah, well, in some polls, he's leading.
I have said this numerous times. In the privacy of the polling booth, people will vote ways that they won't tell the pollsters about. I can't help but think that there's going to be another sweeping wave of loss for him.
I'm hoping so, but it's scary though because he won because of that also. You know what I mean?
He's the Bodie McBoatface of politicians.
Yeah, and no, people. He won because people were pissed about Barack. And I'll die on that mountain.
Yeah.
And people's inner racism came out, and that's how he won the first time. So I'm hoping that all the inner racists and that mega asylum / cult is out and proud, and you know, as there's as many people that are out there that are already going to join it, and that they lose. So you know what I mean? There's not like a surge in his support or anything like that. So.
And it's unfortunate that the presidential race is kind of like the prom king.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big, people make it.
Popularity contest.
A big joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of what it should be about.
Okay.
He dodges bullets as well as he dodges drafts.
Who could we be talking about?
Mr. Trump. Which, I can't really say anything because whatever I say could get me into a lot of trouble. I did see a meme where it was a picture of the side of his face and his ear, it was like an earring, it was a bullet. And someone brought up a complaint. You can make jokes about it, and it's, you know what I mean, but someone did die. A father did die.
And somebody got seriously injured. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though that person was at a MAGA march, so they're not really human. But he did have a child. So, you know what I mean? I feel bad for the family. And the wife and all that. But I don't feel bad, really. I guess I feel bad for her. But after some of the articles that I've read about her afterwards, she can need a bag of.
And I bet those people that were right behind him, they probably paid extra to be there on the cameras and everything. It sounds like something Trump would do.
Well, yeah. Did you? There was an article in the This is a little side note. There was an article where these kids made national news. I don't know if you saw it, where they were standing behind him at a rally, and the one kid, he was a teenager, he was making faces like he was really into the rally.
Yeah.
They removed him. They removed him and his friends from the rally, and they put other people in there. So apparently, they grabbed people out of the crowd and put them back there.
Photogenic people.
And they're like, you know, they came and removed them because I guess he was not making the faces that they wanted. But apparently they interviewed the kid, and the kid's like, I was just walking by. They said, hey, do you want to come up here? Blah, blah, blah. I guess he wasn't even planning on going to the rally. Him and his friends were just in the area, and they picked him up, and they gave him some MAGA crap to wear, and they put it on, and then... So I guess his rallies aren't as the hot ticket as everyone portrays them to be.
He was at one yesterday, and there was just a handful of people in the bleachers, it looked like, except for the ones that was behind him. And he complained that it was at a school, I guess.
Okay.
That the school board had made some rules where people couldn't get in, and that's why this benches were so sparse. But Biden was there 4 days ago and filled the place up.
Yeah. Yeah. He's delusional. The man is delusional. So, your turn.
Okay. This is another one of my originals. Whoever came up with the nickname Camel Toe Harris is just mean.
It's true. And disrespectful. I don't like Trump, but I've never nicknamed him or... I haven't made fun of him for things that he doesn't have anything control over.
Like being ugly.
And I'm not going to resort to playground antics. I'm more mature than that. I have more class. I have more dignity than that. More so than he does. So, but we'll leave it at that.
Well, Kamala has probably, I shouldn't use her first name like that. Have you noticed that people talk about male politicians by their last name and female politicians by their first name? That kind of annoys me.
It's disrespectful.
I'm sure she's been called worse.
Oh God, yeah. I should probably call every racist name in the book growing up by kids. Kids are mean. So, and Mr. Trump acts like a child sometimes. So he probably thinks that he probably laughed out loud when he probably heard that. So.
Okay, I'm going to read this one.
Yeah, because, what you do? It's lengthy.
There's a post from Trump where he says, "I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black." And the response to that is, "I didn't know he was orange until a couple of years ago when he happened to turn orange."
That's hilarious. And it's true. I mean, it's true. The man is... I'm sorry.
I'm guessing you just got that now.
No, I've got it. It's just I'm looking at the picture of his transformation. It's amazing. It's hilarious. The funniest is look at his eyes. He looks like a raccoon. Oh, man. I'm sorry. That just struck a funny bone. I really have nothing to add to that. I'm sorry. All right.
You can read the next one.
This is the other day. We were watching the Olympics, since I'm an Olympic fiend. And you posted, "I pointed out to Kura that I did not chuckle when he started watching the men's coxless rowing competition on the Olympics." So, yes. I was very, as soon as they talked about it, I was waiting for the peanut gallery in the background. I was waiting for it, and I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, that your inner school child didn't, that you can't even hold it in right now.
Well, isn't all men's rowing coxless rowing?
No. As much as you, if I let you go down this road, you're going to go on it for an hour. Oh, you're so smug. And if people don't know, the coxswain is, he steers the boat. Basically, he's a little coach in the boat. He or she is a little coach in the boat. So there's a lot of events without a coxswain in that position. So that's why it's called coxless rowing. All right. We're going to get off of this touchy subject. Okay.
I think this is a reshare. Yeah, it is. A lot of the journalists in this room are black. Donald Trump informed the National Association of Black Journalists today.
Oh, my God.
The jokes write themselves.
Yeah, that's one thing, yeah. You don't have to. What an idiot. What did he expect? Really? I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, there's no comment to make. I mean, like you said, the jokes write themselves.
This is one of my posts. It's a share of an article on LGBTNation.com. Kamala Harris needs a running mate, and it's not going to be Pete Buttigieg. And I wrote, they're saying that Harris already has the gay vote, and having Mayor Pete on the ticket would lose votes from tros. You think that's true?
Heteros? Is that what you mean by tros?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but I think he could. As much as I think he makes that, I think he should be on there.
I do too, but
I'd be thrilled if he was.
She's already got the gay vote, so yeah, they don't need him.
That's true. I think he's great. I've seen interviews with him, and he absolutely annihilates the Republicans when he's interviewed. Mm-hmm. I would love to see him with a debate with J.D. Vance. I would love it because he would smear Vance across the stage. But yeah, I unfortunately, she does have the gay vote already, so they don't need him for it. Who would they pick though?
And they might actually lose votes because there's a gay person on the ticket.
That's true. Because as much as we live in our own little bubble where we're completely accepted, there's a lot of places in America that aren't, so, unfortunately, which is very upsetting, which I don't want to think about. I'll let you do this one. Okay.
Yeah, I better do it. This is a reshare from Top Quotes. According to a recent poll, Donald Trump still has a high approval rating among morons, idiots, nincompoops, imbeciles, dingbats, birdbrains, dunderheads, numbskulls, nitwits, simpletons, doofuses, twits, clods, dolts, oafs, schmucks, schnooks, stupid people, and Republicans.
The dumbest of them are the Republicans. That's good. I feel like I'm on the... That really will relate to his camp, because I mean, that's the kind of words that they use to insult people. So that's a good post. I haven't heard a lot of those insults since I've been in grade school.
Yeah.
Or the last time I watched Goonies or The Sandlot. So, speaking of which, The Sandlot was on the TV the other day. That's probably a movie you've never seen, have you?
I think I have. It's about some kids that want to get their ball back.
Yeah, okay, so you can watch it.
There's a mean dog.
Yeah, and then he turns out being nice. They were just afraid of him. Yeah. So you have to watch that movie. It's a movie that every kid should watch growing up, I think.
Kind of like Stand By Me.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a good, you know, even if you're not a sports person, it's just a good, wholesome kids movie. Even as an adult, I enjoyed watching. It still made me laugh like I was a kid again, so. I suspect there's a Keep Austin # weird people are afraid that J.D. Vance is going to make weird weird.
Some Republicans are really outraged by being called weird.
Are they really? Oh, boo-hoo.
They could be called a lot worse.
Exactly.
Like fascist.
Yeah, exactly. Boo-freaking-who.
Although, these people who say Republicans are fascists, if they really were fascist, the people who said that would just disappear in the night.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the road. I hate saying this. I mean, I think that's the road we're headed down if Trump wins. I really do. I think, given time, he will set up some sort of camps for people, and people will disappear, like harking back to World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that. I'll stand by that statement. Even though it is 2024, I think he has that much hate, and given that much power, he could do.
Especially like, with all the power the Supreme Court has granted the office.
Exactly. So,
next post is one from me. I just noticed that iTunes edited the word masturbate from our podcast last week.
Masturbate, 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 masturbate.
We're probably on some forbidden list now.
Well, we're just adding to it, so that's ridiculous. That is absolutely crazy that mm-hmm. we got removed from there. So, well, I just probably drove a computer crazy somewhere. So,
well, it wasn't. They didn't edit the sound file. They edited the word out of the podcast. The what do you call it? The RSS feed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There we go. There's a post that you're resharing or from our podcast.
Yes. Every week I announce on Mastodon the podcast that we just released every Sunday.
Oh, okay.
It has the cover art and a little explanation of what it is.
Oh, okay. So you put a picture of a hairy Olympian on there?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
This is a reshare from somebody named Ryan. If a cishet man tries to tell you that dude is a general neutral term, ask him how many dudes he's fucked.
Hmm. That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Really anything to add to that?
Nope.
This is an article that you forwarded. It says, Trump casts vision for 24 and beyond. Do we even want to know?
That's what the picture says, but the headline, read the headline.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Trump, vote for me and you won't have to vote again. Says it all.
Mm-hmm. There's what he literally said that he'll be the last president.
Yeah. And that's what I'm keep talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But I don't know. His opinion on something, it just depends on who the last person he talked to was. He just spouts off.
He just lets his mouth run. He's literally got verbal diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's a good way of putting it.
He just really, yeah, I mean, whatever just kind of shoots out of his mouth, kind of like what just came out of my butt.
And, it's all lies because he doesn't have any thought about it. It's mm-hmm. just spouting off things that make him popular.
Yeah. But I honestly think that's what he wants, though. I think he wants to make himself like a king or a czar, a dictator, you know, whatever it is, whatever term you want to use. And then basically he's got enough freaking kids where he can pass down his lineage for mm-hmm. the next how many years. So
it kind of looks like the Supreme Court's behind him.
Mm-hmm.
He can do whatever he wants with impunity.
Yeah. So.
Which is the next link? It's just a link to an article about the Supreme Court and what they did. It has a interesting juxtaposition of a stop sign in front of it with the hand up, telling people to stop.
Okay.
The next one is a post from me. I'd rather see a dick than be one. You know who you are. There's a story behind this.
Okay, what happened?
I posted a picture and there was a penis on the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it a content warning.
Okay.
So that somebody would have to click a button to see that picture.
Okay.
And they reported it.
Oh, really? On you?
Yeah. Okay. I went to the trouble to give it a content warning, and they still reported it.
Really? Yeah, well, screw them then.
One person favorited that post, and I'm pretty sure that's the one that I was talking to, and he's now blocked.
Okay.
This is
something you reshared, and you wrote, this is a win-win-win-win, and it says, benefits of serving creatine to the guests. You look rich, you save on milk, you won't ask for more, they won't come again. I'm surprised you didn't do this to me.
Another one of my original posts. MAGA stands for Make America Gay Always. Remind them of that when you see a MAGA on a hat or a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's a good one. Okay. You wrote something, and it says, did anyone else notice during the running of the Nazimon on Star Trek Prodigy that Nazimon is an anagram for Amazon?
Hmm.
Okay.
And you can see there that got absolutely no response. I think it went over everyone's head.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is another original from me. It says, J.D. Vance has no conviction. Donald Trump has 34.
That's a good one. Exactly. Okay. This is, looks like something, an article that you shared. It says this diver came close to death, coming out as gay, helped him reach the Olympics. What's that about?
It's from OutSports.
Okay.
At the Olympics is probably not a good time to subscribe to OutSports news feed because they've got a lot of feeds.
Okay.
Right now. It's kind of a moving story.
What happened? Can you...
Because he came out and he had the courage to do that, it gave him the courage to also go for the Olympics.
Okay. So it gave him the push that he needed to...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Is he an American swimmer?
I don't remember.
I haven't heard anything about it, so probably not. I mean, it sounds like a story that the Americans would jump all over the media. This is a reshare that you posted. And just like that, the You Can't Make Me Wear a Mask crowd started wearing bandages on their ears. That's so freaking true. And not just bandages, tampons. They look like tampons.
Yeah.
So.
I imagine in the Republican convention, the companies selling bandages made out like bandits that day.
Oh, yeah. I imagine they couldn't keep them around. Mm-hmm. So, these idiots. Sorry, I'm just resorting to name calling.
The next one is original from me. A black woman running for president and the only vice presidential candidate with name recognition is an openly gay man. We live in interesting times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this would never happen 20 years ago.
Yeah, there would be no black woman rising and there would be no gay man running with her.
Absolutely not. So, very interesting times. Is that your artwork?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty.
The next one is I think it's an Instagram picture from a guy named Bo Diesel. Do you know who Bo Diesel is?
Mm-hmm.
He's quite an attractive man. But it's an Instagram picture of him sitting on the beach, and in the background is a cloud that looks just like a penis ejaculating.
Okay, I didn't see that.
And once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah, you're right. That's hilarious. Yep. Yeah, you say this all the time. Ask gay Americans who to hashtag vote for, and we will tell you what we always have, the least worst one. It's true. For how many years now? Your whole life?
Until Bill Clinton came along. Yeah, he was the first president I ever voted for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was always voting against somebody that was far worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it wasn't, pretty much. You voted for Barack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Both times?
Lifetimes?
Both times.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, I remember where I was working when Barack Obama was, when he won. I guess the vote was kind of close. I don't really remember, but people at my job were complaining that there was a black man who is now president, and they were saying, like, we're going to have to walk on the opposite side of the streets from the blacks because they're going to take over. And I turned to my coworker and I said, what year is it?
Mm-hmm.
It was
2004.
Something like that. She told me, and she says, didn't you know that? And I said, not by the way, the things that I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nuts.
And it's true. I'm pretty sure Trump came from the backlash of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The political, our political system swings back and forth like a metronome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, yeah, it swung back very badly that way, though. Okay. So an interesting side note in all of this is that the Supreme Court has given the total immunity to a guy with 6 months left to serve and no fucks left to give. It's true. It's very true.
Biden could very well take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. He won't, though.
He won't, no. It's, no Democrat would.
No, but the Republicans would. Can you imagine if that was the case for them?
Mm-hmm. And we've got to get some kind of constitutional amendment or something to get that overturned before the next Republican president.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah. SEAL Team 6 will be busy like no other. Mm.
You should read this one.
This, I asked Kurov to describe me in 5 words.
Mm-hmm.
When did you do this?
The date's on there sometime. July 20th.
That's all it says on mine.
Okay, I guess I'll read it. I asked Kura to describe me in 5 words. He said, I'm mature, I'm moral, I'm pure, I'm polite, and ultimately I'm perfect. And then he added that I also have a fundamental lack of understanding about apostrophes and spaces.
No, you did not ask me this. That's funny, though. That's very funny. You're such a clown. I love you. All right, this is a share that you put up here. The American approach to healthcare can be pretty shocking, but the new policy that requires people with mental health issues to warn others of their conditions by wearing a conspicuous white bandage on their ear seems somewhat extreme. All right, that's palm. That's hilarious. As you can tell, I never read that before. Cheers to Paul Bassett Davies for that one. That was good. All right.
This one is a summary from AI, and I'm going to skip it.
Okay.
The next one is a reshare of the pinknews.com, and there's a picture of Trump with a bandage on his ear. And it says, I'm voting Democrat. It doesn't take intelligence. It just takes compassion.
Mm.
And that's a quote from a Republican.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. The next one.
I understand that the day before the convention, he went golfing with nothing, no bandage on his ear or anything. And then at the convention, he shows up with one.
Yeah, the morning of. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there was a story that he also said while he was on the golf course. Apparently he made a putt and he bragged to the media saying, the difference between me and the guy that tried to shoot me is I don't miss.
Huh.
So he's arrogant at all, and also too. So, all right, the next one of mine cut off. Oh, there we go. It's about George Santos. I would think that George Santos would never want to join any group that would have him. And it's about him joining the, was it a Republican group?
The Log Cabin Republicans, I believe.
Yeah. Nothing to say about that clown.
Kind of like W.C. Fields. He said he would never belong to a club that would have him.
Yeah. He's just an idiot.
And then an original from me, the one that the AI quoted. Those people who tried to bury you found out that you are a seed.
That's a good one. AI stole that from you?
No, it wrote a summary. Let's go back to the summary.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you mean.
Adversaries discovered that the individual they sought to suppress turned out to be a resilient force likened to a seed with the potential for growth and transformation.
Hmm.
Every post that I do, an AI posts a summary of it and sends it to me.
Hmm, okay.
That way I can tell if I screwed something up bad.
Oh, okay.
You want me to read this joke?
Yeah, and it's a long one.
Two gay men decide to have a baby. They mix their sperm together and have a surrogate mother artificially inseminated with it. When the baby was born, they rush to the hospital. A dozen babies are on the ward. 11 of them are crying and screaming, but over in the corner, one baby is smiling serenely. A nurse comes by, and to the delight of the gay father, she points out the happy child is theirs. Isn't it wonderful, one gay guy says to the other. all these unhappy babies, and yet ours is so happy. This proves the superiority of gay love. And the nurse says, oh, sure, he's happy now, but watch what happens when I pull the pacifier out of his ass.
I'd heard that before. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Wow. I'm looking at that picture. It's a picture that you shared. apparently the work of real groomers. And it's a picture of a dog that's been groomed to look like a tiger. And then his ass end, it looks like it's an elephant. That's pretty skillful.
Mm-hmm. So, even you click on the link, there's dozens of pictures of dogs that are made up to look like different things. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I feel bad for the dog.
I don't know. How far do we want to go on here?
I don't know. How far are we into the podcast?
We'll do one last one that I posted. Okay. Instead of health care and gun control, they want gun care and health control.
Very good point. Yeah. Yeah. they nurture their guns like babies.
Mm-hmm.
So, really. And they could give a crap about people's health care.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a good one to end on. Do you have a joke for us this week?
Okay. You look out the window and you see somebody jogging. What should it inspire you to do?
Go out and work out. Run.
Close the curtains.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah, because that's what would happen. Yeah.
For me, anyway.
Yeah. I want to get up and run. I'm like, what, are they crazy? So,
not right. Unless somebody's chasing me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you'll have to be faster than the person who's with you. So, all right.
This is episode 114 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.